In Ireland, a liturgy of lament and repentance for the sexual abuse of children by priests and religious was held today in St. Mary's Pro-Cathedral, Dublin, within the framework of the apostolic visitation of the Archdiocese as mandated by Pope Benedict XVI. Presided over by apostolic visitor Cardinal Sean O'Malley of Boston and Archbishop Dermot Martin of Dublin, today's is the last of the group following December's visitor-led penance in Tuam Cathedral and last month's services in the Archdiocese of Armagh and Cashland Emily. Michael Kelly was there and joined me earlier on the line. I began by asking him about the mood of the congregation approaching the liturgy.
In his letter to the Catholics of Ireland, Pope Benedict announced that he was holding an apostolic visitation, that he was sending senior prelates from around the world to come and assist the church in Ireland on its path to renewal. These ceremonies have already taken place in the three other main archdioceses. This is the fourth and final one, if you like, to take place within the context of the visitation. I think today's ceremony was a very moving ceremony. It was something that was prepared by the victims themselves. And I suppose the central part of the ceremony was the washing of the feet, obviously a great symbol of humility in Christian tradition, when Archbishop Dermot Martin and the Pope's apostolic visitor for the Dublin Archdiocese, Cardinal Sean O'Malley from the United States, they washed the feet of the people. And I think Archbishop Dermot Martin did very well when he made the point that this is only part of a process. This is not a day of closure. These are the first steps towards healing and the first steps towards seeking the forgiveness of God for the great sins and crimes that were committed in the church. And it's part of the phase of the apostolic visitation which the Holy Father hopes will assist the church in Ireland on its path to renewal, he said in the letter. The archbishops, the cardinals that are involved in that have been holding a lot of meetings with various groups around the country. The feedback from those meetings has been quite positive for those people who have been involved. Now a report is due to be prepared for the Holy See, which in time the Vatican spokesman, Father Federico Lombardi, has said will be published. So people will, I think, await to see what will be in the report of the apostolic visitation.
Michael Kelly reporting there from Dublin.